Hi.
Oh, Siobhan.
Thanks for coming over.
What's wrong?
Brian.
What's the matter?
No, please. Close the door. There are people in the corridor all the time.
Yeah, sure.
It's not the best of hotels, but it had a room available.
Look, tell me what's wrong. You look dreadful.
Can you sit over there?
Yes, all right.
Just give me a moment.
Is Rory with you?
I've left him with my mother.
What, in Ireland?
Yeah, that's where I've come from. I've been travelling most of the day.
Well, no wonder you look exhausted. You're so pale.
Don't worry about it.
But I'm sorry, it's perfectly obvious you're not well. Do you want me to get a doctor?
No.
There's no trouble.
Look, I don't want one.
Oh, sure.
Oh, please, stay there. I'm all right.
Do you look anything but?
Some days are better than others. That's why I'm glad you could get over tonight. I'm not feeling too bad.
Well, what is it? What's wrong?
Brian.
I mean, you should have let me know you were coming. I'd have arranged somewhere decent.
Oh, please stop fussing.
Sorry, it's only because...
Just let me take on. You knew something was wrong when you were over last time, didn't you?
Well, I could see you weren't at all well.
I thought it'd pass off. Only it didn't. A month ago, the doctors told me I've cancer.
What?
It started with a mole on my back, a malignant melanoma.
Oh, no.
With no one to see it, it got big without me knowing. I only did something when it started to bleed.
Oh, you poor girl.
It was all very straightforward. I was diagnosed. They operated. Messier than they expected, though. It had gone so deep I needed a skin graft.
For heaven's sake, why didn't you ring me?
There was no reason for you to know.
Well, of course there was. I mean, I'd have paid for the treatment. Come over to see you. Oh, Siobhan, you should...
Don't crowd me, Brian, please. I'm not here for money or sympathy. I didn't tell you about the melanoma because I thought the operation would resolve everything. I can't believe how sure I was about that. And then a couple of weeks ago, I had some follow-up, a CT scan. It showed I've got secondaries in my liver, which isn't good news.
No, but surely, I mean, they can do so much for cancer these days.
It's too advanced for that.
Oh, I see.
So, chemo's the only option. I'm starting a course in Dublin next week.
Oh, that's good.
That's why I've already taken Rory over. I wanted to have my treatment somewhere where I belong.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, if the chemo catches it before it's gone too far...
I'm only going through with it because I want to give myself every chance. No matter how slight. When Rory grows up, I never want him to feel his mother didn't try, didn't do everything she could to stay with him.
Yeah, but you know, you hear of the most marvellous recoveries.
Brian,
people go into remission.
The doctors have been very straight with me. I know what I'm facing. The hardest thing is telling other people. My mum and my sister especially, they don't want to believe it. They think they're helping me by pretending everything's going to be okay. But it doesn't help. It only means I can't talk honestly with them. I need someone strong enough to accept what I'm really saying.
You don't think there's much chance?
The chemo may help. For a while. And it'll be much easier to go through with it. To go through everything if I know I've done all the right things for Rory. He's what matters now. But I don't know how much longer my head'll stay clear. I have to make the right decisions for him.
How's he taking it?
He knows I'm ill. I haven't told him how badly yet. I don't want to until... I don't want to tell him what's happening unless I can also say that afterwards... Whatever happens, he is going to be very, very loved and cared for. Oh. Stay there. He's not happy with my mum. Even the few hours I've left him. When I phoned, he hates it. And she's far too old. It's not fair on either of them.
No.
I thought of asking Niamh, but she's never really... Oh, well, she loves London, you know, the single life and her job. Whenever she sees Rory, she makes a real effort. She tries to spend time with him, but she doesn't enjoy it, not deep down. She'd get by if she had to, but Rory deserves a lot more than being tolerated. He should be loved and cherished, even if I'm not there. There's only one person can do that. If I die, Brian, will you take care of our son?
Oh, darling. No, don't push me away. Please let me hold you. Come here. Oh, you're so thin.
Brian.
Of course I will. I will love him and take care of him.
Thank you.
He'll grow up on the farm as my son. And I was always let him know what a wonderful mother he had. And how much I loved her. What's the matter, darling?
No.
Well, I will. I swear to God.
I know you mean it. And I love you for it, Brian. But it's not your decision to make.
Please let me take care of him.
I don't want easy answers and false hope. He needs a mother, too.
I'm sure.
You can't speak for Jennifer. You can only ask her.
When I explain what's happening, she'll understand.
Brian, I know what I'm asking. What little time I have is so precious to me. But I don't want you to decide now. I'm staying a few more days. Go home. Talk to her. Listen to her. Make her understand my little boy is innocent of anything that we did. And if she can find it in her heart to accept that, come back and tell me. Then you can say yes.